A group of remote, uninhabited volcanic islands near Antarctica, home to penguins, has been swept into U.S. President Donald Trump's sweeping new trade tariffs, sparking confusion and mockery over the inclusion of territories with no population or recorded exports. Heard Island and McDonald Islands, a glacial-covered Australian external territory accessible only by a 2-week boat journey from Perth, were named among the countries and territories subject to a 10% tariff on goods, according to a list published by the White House. The islands, which have no permanent residents and last received human visitors nearly a decade ago, were listed separately from Australia alongside other Australian external territories, including the Cocos, Keeling Islands, Christmas Island, and Norfolk Island. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese responded with irony on Thursday, saying, "Nowhere on earth is safe." Norfolk Island, home to around 2,200 residents, received a harsher 29% tariff, despite limited trade with the United States. The island's administrator, George Plant, disputed official data suggesting it exported over $650,000 worth of goods, including $413,000 in leather footwear to the U.S. in 2023. There are no known exports from Norfolk Island to the United States and no tariffs or no non-tariff trade barriers on goods coming to Norfolk Island, Plant said. Export data for Heard and McDonald Islands was even more puzzling. The World Bank reported $1.4 million in exports to the U.S. in 2022, primarily machinery and electrical goods, despite the islands having no buildings, no port infrastructure, and no permanent inhabitants. Trade experts and observers question the accuracy of the data and the rationale behind targeting such remote locations. Albanese said the inclusion of these territories exemplifies the randomness and reach of the tariff list. The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Australian Antarctic Division, and the White House have yet to comment.